Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear word in the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, my goodness, tis the season. It is the end of our year of 2019, and I pray that you have been blessed through this year. The verse that guided us through this year was from James 1:5 that said, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. You know, I hope you've hidden this verse in your heart this year, and that it has guided you and provided you with reassurance at just the right time. You know, this verse guided us through our Bible study time this year. We began 2019 studying passages on wisdom, and then we studied how wisdom impacts us as women of influence, and we studied Carol Kent's book, Becoming a Woman of Influence, where we learned seven principles of influence as seen in Jesus' life. And then we moved next. Last spring, we were studying wisdom as found in the little book of Habakkuk. You remember we studied those four chapters in Habakkuk, a small book, but boy, a powerful one, because we learned that wisdom is found and deepened during our times of waiting on the Lord. And then we spent most of the summer learning about how wisdom can be seen in nine key decisions that we make in our lives, which was found in our study of the fruits of the Spirit, the nine fruits of the Spirit, in Dr. David Jeremiah's book, A Life Beyond Amazing. It was an amazing summer studying the nine fruits of the Spirit and those nine key decisions in our lives. And then lastly, we ended this year, throughout the fall, seeking God's wisdom through His promises and our study of Max Lucado's book, Unshakable Hope. We had a great time studying God's promises this fall. You know, we have had a full year, and God has been faithful to walk beside us and to provide us with His wisdom when we've asked Him. So, how do we close out a year of such blessings? Well, we celebrate. We celebrate. We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, our wonderful Counselor, Jesus. And what would this celebration be without singing? Now, before you worry that I'm going to break out in song, I'm not. It's okay. Keep listening. It's safe. When we think of Christmas, though, we always think of the songs of Christmas. You know, it's through the songs that people learn. Think about it. Before the written word hit the scrolls, people sang the history. They sang the history. That's how they remembered the history. Think of the book of Psalms. That's really a book of songs. People sang before they had the written word to be able to study. They sang the history that they learned from their mothers and fathers, their grandmothers and grandfathers. They sang. They sang. And you know, we, many of us, learned about Christmas through song. You know, music has an amazing way of penetrating deep into our memories. And I saw this evidenced just last week as I was visiting my mom. I know I've shared before that my mom has severe dementia, so most of her memories are gone. She doesn't remember 5 minutes ago or even 5 decades ago. But this past week, when my husband Ron and I visited her to accompany her to their senior living home Christmas party that they have for the residents, I watched as my mom sang. She sang every verse of every Christmas carol that they played, even those obscure verses, In Away in the Manger. Do you know how many verses are in Away in a Manger? She remembered every word. She not only knows how many verses, she remembers them all. And Silent Night. Do you know how many verses are in Silent Night? Most of us forget those words. I was stumbling through some of them, but Mom confidently sang them out as loud as her little voice could. And the other ladies at our table, who couldn't carry a conversation, couldn't put some words together just to talk, as soon as the music started with the familiar Christmas carols, they sang every word. It was an amazing blessing, the truth of Scripture rising from 88-year-old voices praising God, never missing a word, never missing a note. All I can say is it was amazing, amazing. And though my mom was singing familiar Christmas carols, where did that all start? Well, the book of Luke records the first Christmas carols And a quick look at the first few chapters of Luke, and we see the songs of Christmas at the very first Christmas. They begin with Elizabeth's song of praise in Luke chapter 1. Elizabeth had been praying for a child herself, and she and Zechariah were able to have a child. They were expecting John the Baptist was going to be coming, and Elizabeth was expecting. She was great with child. And Mary, her cousin, had just been told by the angel that she was visited by the Holy Spirit and had just found out that she'd be expecting the baby Jesus through the Holy Spirit. So she went to her cousin Elizabeth. She wanted to find out what was this going to be like, because Elizabeth was much further along in her pregnancy. And so as Mary entered Elizabeth's home, Elizabeth broke out in song. Chapter 1 of Luke, starting in verse 42, records it. In a loud voice, Elizabeth explained, "Blessed are you, Mary, among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." Boy, whew, that was a great song that Elizabeth sang, the first Christmas carol. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. It's part of the first Christmas carol. The next Christmas carol, the very next verse, Mary sang, and praised the Lord for blessing her to be chosen. Every Jewish young woman grew up hearing the stories and the songs about the fact that the Savior would come through the Jewish people, that a Jewish girl would one day birth Jesus. Now, they didn't understand that it would be, you know, how it would be exactly, as Mary found out, but they just knew that one day a young Jewish girl would be chosen. And so it was Mary. She believed immediately. And she sang this carol in Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 47. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation." And she goes on to sing of the blessings that she is feeling at that moment. Oh, and Elizabeth's husband Zechariah didn't want to be left out of the Christmas carol singing, and he praises God in song for his own confirmation of the coming of Jesus. And you can find that also in chapter 1 of Luke. But I don't want us to miss the song from the choir of angels in chapter 2 of Luke, who appeared to the shepherds. Remember this in Luke chapter 2, verse 13. "Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men upon whom his favor rests.'" These are all the songs of the first Christmas that provide the foundation for the songs of Christmas that we sing today. So whatever your favorite carol, sing them loud and strong this Christmas season to Jesus, to God, praising our Father and the Son. Let them be etched deeply in your memory as they proclaim the truth of Jesus' birth. "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Joy to the world, let heaven and nature sing." Well, thank you for listening. And I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work today as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.